Good morning and welcome to Zion. Thank you, Kristen, for your music and that you are comfortable recording that on video so that we can enjoy it when we come to worship. Bill is on vacation a few days this weekend, and I want to remind everyone of the event next Sunday evening called Caring for Kids. Don't forget that this week, we're asking you to come by the church with things that you want to put in care packages for our kids. So if you can look at the bulletin, there's an announcement in there with information. And then next Sunday evening, between 6 and 7 p.m., the kids will be coming to the church to pick up their packages, enjoy some ice cream together while we social distance. So that will be a fun way to see each other and to also just appreciate our kids. This would have been the week of Bible school that we would normally have, and Sunday evening would be when we would be getting together to have VBS. I want to thank Stan this morning for being our technician. As you know, Brandon has been doing that for several months, and now we've done some training for others to help us with our Zoom services. So thank you to Stan also this morning. Let's have our call to worship this morning.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Serenity Coulombe, and I will be your worship leader today. I'm having some difficulties here. So, what does Jesus mean when he describes the sheep as lost? This past winter, our Sunday school class worked through quite a few parables, and I discovered new meanings every time, or new thoughts, or new stuff every time. Multiple times, we came to the conclusion that we tend to overanalyze Jesus's words and stories, getting caught in our details and dissecting it to pieces. I can imagine myself as one of the disciples that still had a frustrated or confused look, saying, "Just speak to me straight, Jesus. You're making me crazy," and I'm like psychoanalyzing myself and everybody else, like, and I'm just a hot mess. So, but we as a church kind of miss the point or miss the real message and get caught up in all those details and arguments and excuses, and life just gets messy sometimes. I believe Jesus is saying that the shepherd pursues the one who is hurting and separated by the flock. Considering our American story in place, I believe the Black community is hurting and has been separated. I don't believe it is lost. The Good Shepherd is the good news for the lost sheep. The rest of the sheep are together and hopefully wanting, I don't want it to scan. Sorry. Just a moment. Okay. The Good Shepherd is the good news for the lost sheep. The rest of the sheep are together and hopefully wanting the lost sheep to be found. What are they doing when the search is on? What are they doing together while the search is on? Are they scoffing at the shepherd for leaving them to attend to the one? Do they cheer the shepherd on as he goes on his big search? I imagine sheep getting up to a standing position and clapping with their cloven hooves and cheering, and somehow using their hooves to do this really loud whistle, you know, while the shepherd runs off with his rod and his staff waving. That makes me giggle a little bit. Are they concerned about the lost sheep? Or are some of them judging and making comments to the others about how that sheep has some really bad behaviors, or that he chose to wander off himself. Am I one of those sheep that is judging or asking those questions, or what? Who am I? Am I actively seeking to support those who are hurting and to find those on the margins, cheering on the work of the kingdom? Or am I distracted by arguments and excuses, scoffing at Jesus, overemphasizing the one lost sheep? Jesus' message is simple. The good shepherd pursues the sheep who hurts and has been separated. He goes and looks for that one. That is good news. Jana?
As we light the mercy, peace, and justice candle, hear these words. Darkness is always overcome by light. A servant of the Lord is faithful in bringing forth justice, peace, and mercy. We are servants of the Lord. We tell the truth. Treat others fairly. Help people in need. We are God's candles, burning brightly with the light of God. Would you pray with me? God, we come to you this morning in places that are different than what we normally are accustomed to on Sunday morning, behind closed doors, in isolation, unexpected places. You come bringing us peace when there is no peace. You come bringing us hope when everything seems hopeless. You come bringing us courage when we are afraid. Lord, come and be among us now in every place that we are this morning. Open our eyes to see you. Open our hearts to worship and know you. Give us ears to recognize the sound of glad feet coming to join you wherever you are moving. Amen. We'll have a song, He Leadeth Me.
Thank you.
Bonnie Oyer's going to share a children's story with us this morning.
Good morning, Zion kids. I miss so much talking to you and seeing you at church and hearing your laughter, but I'm very glad that we get to have Zoom and I can see you on the screen and can see you smiling that way. Today, Jenna's going to be talking about the little lost lamb. That's a story in the Bible that Jesus told. And at the end, the lamb comes back to the fold and they're better together. And so I'm going to be reading a story called Stick and Stone, which is also about a stick and a stone who are alone, and then they also are better together later. So I'd like you to come join me, pretend like you're sitting on my swing with me, and let's read the story.
Stick and Stone. Stick. Stone. Lonely. Alone. A zero. A one. Alone is no fun. Stick. Stone. Along comes Pinecone. Makes fun of Stone. Won't leave him alone. Vanish, says Stick. His word does the trick. Stone whispers, gee, you stuck up for me. That's just what sticks do. Friends do it too. Stick, Stone, no longer alone. Stick, Stone, a friendship has grown. They wander, explore, laze by the shore. Then thunder and rain, a loud hurricane. Stick is windblown. There goes Pinecone. Hold on, calls out Stone. Again, he's alone. Search day, Stick, 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 and search night. No Stick in sight. What's this? A huge puddle? Stick stuck in the muddle. Help! Stone rescues him quick. Kersploosh! You rock, Stone, says Stick. That's just what stones do. Best friendship rocks too. Stick, Stone, together again. Stick, Stone, a perfect 10 to the end. Sorry I needled you so much.
So just like Stick and Stone, and just like the lost sheep that came back to the fold, we're better together, whether we're with friends or with family or our church community. And I appreciate all of you that are part of our church community. And Oakley enjoyed the story, and we both wish you a great week ahead. We'll see you soon.
Way to go, Oakley. You were a good listener, participant. Thank you, Bonnie, for that story. Let's pray together. Lord, increase my love for you and for all who hear your word. Amen. The title of my message this morning, We're Better Together, comes from the parable of the lost sheep. And I've appreciated 2 weeks ago Andy Colomb's message. And there was a phrase that he shared in that message. How do we move closer to God's beloved community in these times of unrest, of racial and social injustices? And he also said, what is God calling us to be? in this particular time of our lives. We are his beloved community. And I know for me and those that are participating in the Sunday school class this morning, we're setting some goals for ourselves and then for Zion. And I need my awareness to grow. I need to educate myself and learn more on the history of this country and from stories and experiences that others have had. Our liberation is bound up with our brothers and sisters of color. So I look forward to the weeks ahead when there's a group of us that will be studying a book called The Color of Compromise. And I appreciate Andy's willingness to facilitate that as we grow and learn and become aware together. I want to begin with reading from Luke 15, verses 1 through 7. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to him. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So Jesus told them a parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Large crowds gathered to hear Jesus' teachings. And there was a mix of people in those crowds, as in this parable. Tax collectors and sinners were present. And this parable concerns something that is lost, a creature, a lamb, and presents God as seeking something lost. Sheep tend to stay together, so when one wanders off, it's usually out of pure stupidity. I looked up a little bit about sheep behavior. Sheep are best known for their strong herding and following instinct. They will run from what frightens them and band together in large groups for protection. There is safety in numbers. Sheep are very social animals. In a grazing situation, they need to see other sheep. In fact, ensuring that sheep always have visual contact with other sheep will prevent excess stress when moving, handling, and housing them. In this parable, Jesus emphasizes God's concern for everyone in the community, even the least, even the lost. And what is most compelling is God's profound compassion to us, because it takes a bit of trouble and work to find something that's lost. There's a quote from G.B. Baird, who is an American historian and educator, and he says this: "To call a human lost is to pay them a high compliment, for it means that they are precious in the sight of God." So if you look through Luke, there are other parables about things that are lost. The woman with the lost coin, the prodigal son, the lost son. Jesus confronted the religious leaders with truth that they kept missing. And this truth is, God is in the business of restoration and celebration. I tell you in the same way, there will be more rejoicing over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. Jesus came to earth not just to be a good man, but to be a savior. He was on a rescue and search mission to seek and save those who were spiritually lost. And the sinners of his day loved to invite him to their gatherings. In Luke 5:27, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector by the name of Levi sitting at his tax booth. "Follow me," Jesus said. And Levi got up, left everything, and followed him. Then Levi held a great banquet for Jesus at his home. And a large crowd of tax collectors and others were eating with them. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law who belonged to their sect complained to his disciples, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus' answer is so spot on. It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. "I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." The religious leaders were missing the truth. They resisted Jesus. And of course, we know the rest of that story. They would go on to manipulate the political system and make sure of Jesus' death. I think the lost sheep parable can give us some perspective about showing up. So today, this morning, thank you for showing up. And I have a few people here in the sanctuary. Serenity, Steve Phillips, way in the back. Craig, my husband over here. Thank you for showing up. We are a faith family. We all benefit from giving and receiving in this beloved community. This family of Zion is here to provide support, instruction, feedback, and accountability. This family of Zion brings order to our lives. We are better when we're together. And you know what? Jesus is looking for us. We have everything we need when he is our shepherd, when we stay with the flock. Because God can do a work in us together. This is where he wants us to be. Jesus is master and shepherd. And through this human flock, God did not intend for us to be apart from meaningful community. Because we, as a faith family, bear witness to our praises together. So tell me, did not one of you feel a little tinge of excitement and joy to hear of the birth of Lottie Jean Yoder Summer this week? Did that not feel like that was your family member and that new baby is a part of this body of believers? We are here to bear witness to our questions, our struggles, our reasons to give thanks, our protests. And you know what? Prayers sustain us. Do you know that there's a prayer group from Zion that meets every week and prays for you, prays for our congregation, and for needs in our community? Prayer is to be central to our life as beloved community. Prayers bear witness that we are not alone, and it helps us to be open and unafraid. So really, what does it matter that one sheep is lost when 99 are safe in the fold? What does it matter? Well, God rejoices over one lost sheep. God's joy is over a repentant sheep. Sometimes I just need to admit my own lostness, my own comfortableness, my own lack of feeling I need God because of my wealth, my privilege, my comfortableness. In verse 15:5, then having found the sheep, he laid it on his shoulders and took it home. And to do that for a shepherd, to pick up that little sheep and put it on his shoulders, was an act of intimacy that the rescued sheep enjoyed a place of privilege and intimacy with the shepherd that it never would have known as part of the herd. Psalm 1, verses 1 through C say, blessed are those who do not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yield its fruit in season, and whose leaves do not wither. Happy are those who are constantly open to God's instructions. Trees planted by streams of water show a stable rootedness to stay rooted in Christ. The beloved community is blessed who trust in the Lord, who seek him, who draw near to him, who follow Jesus's teachings. So my experience of joy is bound up with y'all's experience of joy. My experience of struggle is bound up with your experience of struggle. And when we share this together, we give God glory, because we know we're in this journey together. We are better when we are together. Amen.
Be thou my vision, O Lord.